Now, you're a lifelong Democrat. Why are you running as an independent against Governor Andrew Cuomo?
Well, look, we've seen that the leadership in Albany is corrupt, it's wasteful, and it's not solving problems. And there's no room for me in Andrew Cuomo's Democratic Party, as evidenced by the fact that you had a Democratic Party that allowed an anti-Semitic mailer to go through, and virtually the entire leadership just kind of turned their nose and said, oh, it wasn't me. That's the kind of obnoxious, totally unacceptable political campaigning that people of goodwill need to stand up and say no, whether it's a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent.
You did have a good relationship with the Cuomo family at one point. Didn't you start your career working for Mario Cuomo, right?
I did. But, you know, this is not about personal relationships. This is about whether we're solving problems for the people of New York. And being the mayor of the fifth largest city in New York State, I saw poverty. I saw people fleeing. Economic development that had become picking winners and losers, and corruption just through and through the entire system. And for me, I'm a romantic about government and wanting to solve problems and helping people. And both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, and the entire Albany establishment was much more interested in getting reelected and, you know, getting campaign contributions than they were in solving problems. So I've said, look, I'm going to do this from the outside.
Now, in the recently concluded Democratic primary, Cynthia Nixon emphasized a lot of the issues you're talking about corruption within the Cuomo administration. And it didn't seem like it resonated with voters. You know, she lost 2-1. So how do you think that you could get that message out more effectively than she did?
You know, she did a great job, but we have different experience levels. I was the mayor of the fifth largest city in New York. I've actually governed. I've had to make tough choices. I've had to be an advocate for the people of my city, not just an advocate for people who give me campaign contributions. And when you have elections, they're not normally, they're multifaceted, so there are a lot of different issues at play. Corruption is clearly debasing our entire political system, and it's making it so that a million New Yorkers have left this state in the past 8 years, more than any other state, because of a lack of opportunity upstate, a lack of affordability downstate, and we need to change the system.
You mentioned the anti-Semitic mailer that went out against Ms. Nixon, put out by the Democratic State Committee. Based on your experience when you were there at the State Committee, what do you think of the explanations that we've heard that keep changing of, you know, they either saw it or Larry Schwartz, the former advisor, looked at one side of the mailer but didn't look at the negative side of the mailer? I mean, is it realistic that something like this could be done so sloppily and go out without the top people knowing about it?
No. And if that did happen, then somebody would have been fired very publicly. So this was a decision that the inner circle made and hoped that they wouldn't get caught. And once they did get caught, you know, there's different explanations, or then they just stopped talking about it. And that's what I mean. If Donald Trump had done something like this, Democrats would be protesting. We can't just say just because Andrew Cuomo is a Democrat that therefore that tactic is acceptable. Normalizing ethnic stereotyping or hateful campaign tactics is completely undercuts people's faith in our democracy. And that means Democrats and Republicans and independents, if we want people to be a part of this process, then we have to be respectful and civil and understand that those kind of tactics must be called out immediately.